I, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, do solemnly swear.
I, Harry S. Truman, do solemnly swear.
I, Dwight D. Eisenhower, do solemnly swear.
I, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, do solemnly swear.
I, Lyndon Baines Johnson, do solemnly swear.
I, Richard Nixon, do solemnly swear.
I, Gerald R. Ford, do solemnly swear.
I, Jimmy Carter, do solemnly swear.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
I, William Jefferson Clinton, do solemnly swear.
I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Getting there on time just isn't good enough. Traffic and weather on the 10s with Wills and Snyder in the morning on WTAM 1100, Cleveland's news radio.
Mark Munchfitch in for Mike. He's got your sports coming up. NBA All-Star game last night. Interesting, huh? That on the way. It is Will's Ways to Save. Matt Granite, Channel 3's morning news is in. Morning, pal.
Good morning, Bill. A President's Day that could be very much in line with Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and other occasions if you use just one trick.
You lined up several deals, and interesting how you got this trick for us on President's Day. Tell me about this.
Well, here's the thing. Black Friday, Cyber Monday, in a league of their own with Prime Day, because the savings are store-wide. That means every category is usually a good purchase. On days like 4th of July and Labor Day, very specific things. 4th of July is the outdoor goods. Labor Day is the soft goods, meaning clothing. And on President's Day, well, just use the letter C.
C, okay.
Let's start with comforters and clothing. 77% off is what you'll save on average. The C, again, tied to comforter and clothing, but also tied to the brand name Cuisinart. We saw the first deals tied to Cuisinart drop 2 weeks ago, but surprisingly enough, yep, that is something you can save a lot of cash on this President's Day. From Cuisinart to cruises and cars, the cruise incentives and promotions that are online and available on WTAM.com using keyword save or your favorite travel agent, really worth their while on President's Day. In addition to ceramic heaters, got the C in there, and then cosmetics and computers. Now, computers, obviously, actually not laptops, but I did hear from quite a few of our listeners looking for desktops. You will do very well in that category, but Bill, the trend, the trick, and the commonality is the letter C.
The C. All those computers, I know I watched your report this morning, Dell, which is some great quality. They've got some solid sales posted up there today, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Big, big day.
Good stuff. Matt Grant's done a lot of work for you. Cosmetics, computers, ceramic heaters, cruises, cars. Just go to WTAM.com, keyword save, and we've got all the links up there for you. Watch Matt's report and get the deals. Watch him on 3 this morning, back here same time tomorrow. If your hands are cracking, you're not alone. If you can hang on 24 hours, Matt will have a good deal posted for you tomorrow morning. Matt, thanks. Have a great day.
Awesome.
Get sports mornings, 15 and 45 past. Mike Snyder working the calendar, getting a nice long weekend in. We got Mark Munch Bishop. Hey, Munch.
Good morning, Bill. And I'll tell you something. Just another day on the court last night for LeBron James in the NBA All-Star game. Usually not a fan, but wanted to watch the format a little bit more. It's kind of like playground basketball. I'll take him. You take him. Why was I the last guy always taken, Bill? But the bottom line is LeBron led his team over a salty Steph Curry and his squad, 148-145. And who are you going to call on to put the finishing touches on? None other than the King.
LeBron James will inbound. And he inbounds to Russell Westbrook. Trying to drive by DeRozan. Westbrook finds Kyrie on the cut. Touch pass to James. Lays it in for the lead.
And there you have it. His team goes on to win 148-145. More hoops for you. Number 8, OSU falls hard to number 22, the U of M, 74-62. Bill, I'm calling it this year in college hoops. This will be the year. A 16 beats a 1 in the NCAA. Tito Francona, he is back in Goodyear with his squad. Of course, sadly, the passing of his dad over the week last week. And Tito said, you know what, it is great to be back with my guys.
Oh, it's so nice to be back. You know, I went back for 2 days to be with my family, and then I came back here to kind of be with my family. I mean, that's about as close as you could feel with to people that aren't your family.
Whether you're a racing fan or not, NASCAR yesterday starts their season with their Super Bowl. Austin Dillon wins the Great American Race at Daytona 500, putting number 3 back in victory lane. Very, very touchy because the 20th anniversary of Dale Earnhardt's only win, and sadly, 17 years to the day of his death on the final lap. To the PGA, Bubba Watson wins at Riviera. And of course, Bill, I'm Mark Bunch Bishop with sports on News Radio WTM 1100. Time for your Olympic update.
Olympic update from NBC News Radio.
Here's the latest from Pyeongchang. The U.S. women's hockey team is advancing to the gold medal game following a 5-0 semifinal win over Finland. Danny Cameron-Easy scored 2 goals to lead Team USA to the victory and told NBC Sports.
It was awesome. The game was really intense, and I think our team played so well and put ourselves in a position to play in the gold medal game, which is what we've been looking for all year.
Kasich says he's evolving. Guns. Yeah. Right. Coming up, Rush Limbaugh. Interesting stuff with Fox's Chris Wallace yesterday on Fox News Sunday. His take on what has been playing out in Florida. First, what's been playing out with the investigation about Russia and meddling and all. Indictments handed down late Friday. Our Bill Zimfer joins us this morning on News Radio WTAM 1100. Bill, good morning. Reaction to over the weekend, including from President Trump, right?
Wow. I'll tell you what, Bill. Yeah, the indictments were just the start of a wild weekend when those indictments came out. 13 Russians and 3 companies named in connection with the indictments and the Mueller investigation. Then you had their reaction over the weekend. Of course, the president with a tweet barrage over the weekend started off as kind of a vindication thing where, again, he pointed out no collusion in these indictments. And if you read the indictments, they say exactly that. The Russians tried to sow discord in the United States about the U.S. political process, did not mention any connections between Americans and Russians, and say there is no conclusive evidence that it even affected the election. So that was the president's first angle. Then later on, continued to bash the FBI, even went on to talk about situations where the FBI should have been looking at the Florida shooter instead of dwelling on the Russia campaign. Now, that got a lot of backlash there, and the president just kept on going. At least a dozen Russia tweets. He did manage to get some news in about the Daytona 500 and fake news and some Florida information, but it was quite a weekend, and it's continuing, as we'll see what the president does today. Maybe he should have played golf, Bill.
Probably a good idea, but boy, you're right. He was on that Twitter all weekend. Hey, Bill, back on these indictments, a couple of things. Interesting, even I think they were supporting Bernie Sanders at a couple of rallies, so, I mean, the I guess Hillary could say, I told you so. But then, as you say, Trump could say, yeah, I told you so. I wasn't colluding, but we knew somebody was meddling, trying to do something, right?
Absolutely. And if you look at the fact that in these indictments, it even says they continued after the election. They held pro-Trump rallies and anti-Trump rallies. Again, it looks like it's just trying to create confusion in the U.S. political system. Yeah, they were supporting Bernie Sanders. They were against Ted Cruz. They were against Marco Rubio. So, it was a lot going on in these indictments. And again, the president and Republicans continue to point to the fact that Russian interference, yeah, maybe, but collusion, no.
All right, Bill Zimfer on the fallout. Bill, thanks. Rush Limbaugh over the weekend. Great interview. Hopefully you have a chance to catch it on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. Matter of fact, if you didn't, you can see it at willsandsnyder.com. As Bill Zimfer said, President Trump actually tweeted, very sad the FBI missed all the many signals sent out by the Florida school shooter. Not acceptable. They're spending too much time trying to prove Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. There is no collusion. Get back to the basics and make us all proud. Here's Rush with Chris Wallace about the protests that the students are planning in Florida.
What I found interesting about the students, and they're very articulate, and you have to feel for them. And, I mean, this is, it's wrecked their lives. They are a combination scared and angry. But Chris, I have to ask if anybody's really serious about solving this, because none of this, and by the way, I couldn't care less about the gun angle of this, none of this is going to solve it. Prayers and condolences don't solve it, and marches aren't going to solve it. Chris, the next shooter is out there. The next shooter probably has the gun that he's going to use. The next shooter is known by many people in his community who are concerned that this guy may do what everybody's afraid he's going to do. Now, how is anything that we're talking about going to stop that? We have got to realize this is what our country has become. We can wish that it weren't this way, and we can wish that Congress could legislate it away, but they can't. It's not the fault of the NRA. It's not the fault of any. It's the fault of the people doing this and our inability to deal with that and stop them. We have security, armed security, at virtually every public entity in this country except schools. For some reason, they are a gun-free zone, and everybody that wants to shoot up a school knows that they're going to be the only one armed. And until we're really to get serious about where we are and how do we stop this from happening, and marches aren't going to do it, saying no more guns isn't going to do it, bashing the NRA isn't going
to
do it.
Interesting take. There's a lot more if you missed it. Rush Limbaugh with Fox's Chris Wallace. Check it out, willsandsnyder.com. More to play out, I'm sure, today. Rush Limbaugh follows the news at noon on News Radio WTAM 1100.
Being back here now with baseball and seeing you on the field, it looks like that's you're such your comfort zone.
Oh, it's so nice to be back. You know, I went back for 2 days to be with my family, and then I came back here to kind of be with my family. I mean, this is about as close as you could feel with to people that aren't your family. It's not just baseball. It's Cleveland. It's the people here, and I know that.
What was it like? I'm sure the last several days getting messages from.
Oh my goodness sakes! And I tried. I think I answered every one of them because if people took the time to say something kind, you know. But it was a lot. My dad was when you play for 9 teams and you're a good guy, you're going to know a lot of people.
You've touched on it before, but just the time you had here with him in Cleveland, being the manager. So, what when you can now reflect, how special were these years with him?
It's special anyway. He's my dad. Yeah. But you know, Cleveland's as close to family as familial feel as you can get in a professional setting for him and myself. And you know, the fact that he was an hour and a half away and could come up whenever and. You know, picture of him throwing out the first pitch and, you know, just the way he was treated, you know, when he would come back. Not just for me to get to see him, but the way he was treated. It was, my son did a kind of a eulogy yesterday, excuse me, and he mentioned that, you know, like what a fitting way to kind of wind down your life is being that happy.
I mean, you've always had the memories. You know, you've always had these great memories with your dad. How much of that's kind of flooded through these last weeks, or is it just kind of?
Yeah, I think like you know, everybody. You know, you talk about, you know, you cry, you laugh. You know, I think the good part for me was that I felt the same way about my dad 2 months ago. You know, like a lot of times when people pass away, you hear all these good things. I felt that before. I felt like the luckiest kid ever. I had the best parents ever. And that feeling has never changed. So I didn't really, you know, all the stories, they were the same ones I was telling. You know, I went back at Christmas and stayed with them for a few days and, like I said, I was really fortunate, and I knew it.
much what you do in the baseball field do you do to honor his legacy?
Oh, man, that's probably getting a little deep for me. I mean, he's taught me to, you know, I mean, the majority of whatever I do know or what I care about came from him. But once the game starts, I mean, like I said, that might be getting a little deep. We're just trying to win. But I care about the game. I respect the game. I love the game because of my dad. I guarantee you that. He taught me the, you know, the to care about baseball so deeply. I got that right from him. There's no getting around that.
I know when you were young, they called you Little Tito, but I don't think I ever asked, where did Tito come from for him?
It's an Italian. It's also a Spanish word, but it's Italian also. And the way he explained it to me is that when he was, it's kind of a little, kind of a kid that's kind of in the way, like kind of a little ornery, like, you know, energetic, but not always complimentary, maybe. kind of dependent on who gave you the description.
Was it your grandfather?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's certainly stuck.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think he had a hard time understanding why people always called me that. But for me, I felt like, man, I could be called a lot worse. And because I care about my dad so much, I always took it as a compliment.
On your money and your mortgage this morning on News Radio WTAM 1100, this is Bill Wills. I got a money tip for you from Jordan Goodman at MoneyAnswers.com. Hi, Jordan.
Great to be with you, Bill. And people don't realize that they can actually pay their mortgages off years sooner than they ever thought possible, typically like 5 years instead of 30 years, and be on the same level of income they've got today.
I like the idea.
Using a strategy called mortgage optimization. There's a website related to it, truthinequity.com. And here's how it works. You use a home equity line of credit, or what's called a HELOC, which is a liquid line, kind of a second mortgage against your house. You keep your income, which is normally sitting in the checking account earning nothing, in the HELOC, and therefore it's pushing your balance down every day. You then feed the HELOC money into the first. You pay your first off much faster. And literally, you can pay your mortgage off in 5, 6, 7 years. The three things you need to make this work, you got to have equity in your house to be able to borrow against. You got to have a decent credit score, maybe 680 or higher, to qualify for the HELOC. And you have to have positive cash flow, more money coming in than going out, because that's the money that's pushing that balance down every day. So it's really an amazing thing. You'll never hear about this from a bank. And there's a website again, truthinequity.com, free website. You put in your numbers and what's called a personal profile and see literally how much faster you can pay off your mortgage.
So technically there's money going towards that mortgage every day then, right?
Correct. Okay. And this, with a normal situation, you keep your money in a checking account earning nothing and you make a payment once a month for 30 years.
Right.
So you're making very, very little progress in the principal for like 10 or 15 years. After 15 years, you may have paid down 10% of the principal, something like that, Bill. So hardly made any progress at all. Whereas here, every day, that money going into the HELOC is pushing your principal down every day. So, and you also owe less interest because you owe interest the amount of principal you owe. So since you owe less and less principal, you owe less and less interest. So literally every month, your payment on the mortgage is going down as you pay it off faster. And literally, that can save people like $100,000 and 25 years off their mortgage.
Truthinequity.com, the
Correct.
Site. Check it out for more. And for more on your money, moneyanswers.com, a great site, too. Jordan Goodman, always good about returning an email. If you've got a specific question, you can reach him through moneyanswers.com. But a lot of good tips up there. Jordan, thanks much.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
And now, 5 good minutes.
Please take me back to Toyland.
I think we got the vinyl version of that thing. Everybody's going old school. Little Nat King Cole. The Toy Fair 2018, the Western Hemisphere's largest, most important toy show, is happening at the Javits Center in New York. And if you happen to be walking around at booth 449... you will find Jamie Gallagher and the people at Faber-Castell and Creativity for Kids, Cleveland's own, and the CEO of the companies on the hotline annually from the Toy Fair in New York. Hi, Jamie. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you guys doing?
Good, my man. And this is a huge thing for the industry, right?
You know, this. I was thinking about this. This is kind of like our Olympics, except we do it every February.
Good point. And when it comes to trends and things, I mean, first of all, people are walking around. These are a lot of the stores and things, because you and other suppliers, companies are showing off what you want them to get excited about for the coming year, right?
Yeah, it's really about 500,000 square feet of meetings, and we're meeting as exhibitors and as manufacturers with all the different retailers, great and small, all throughout the country.
Now, the purpose, if you look at some of the history of Faber over the years, it's really creativity. The pencil, but then there's so much more, and the color and what the pencil can do, and that's what you're doing with the creativity for kids the last few years, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's so interesting to think about our company, because 257 years ago, the company was founded based upon something as simple as a pencil. And that was really the foundation. But the common thread that runs through all of it is creativity and self-expression. And whether that's with a pencil, a color pencil, or one of our Creativity for Kids craft kits, it's still the same thing. It's quality, it's creativity, and it's self-expression.
Jamie, kind enough every year to check in from the Toy Fair and talk about some trends and things that we might be shopping for at Christmas, or maybe on the other hand, things that the industry are recognizing that we want as a culture, and so they're embracing. Jamie, what are you seeing?
Yeah, it's really interesting right now, because I think what you're going to see this fall and this holiday season, which is really what all this is gearing up to be, is you're going to see a recognition that there needs to be balance. I think certainly in society and throughout the toy industry, there was a time where we were so tech focused, and it was all about tech. It was all about digital. And now I think we've seen that pendulum swing back, just as it has in society. You know, people need to disconnect, and above all, kids need to disconnect. So the trends that we're seeing right now are a really nice balance. Certainly there's tech out there. There's, you know, innovations on drones. But you're also seeing traditional toys. You're seeing some great board games. You're seeing great nostalgia. You're seeing great plush product. You're seeing a lot of great things. There's an interesting trend right now that even started last year. It's kind of called the big reveal, where you don't know what you're getting when you buy it. But the joy of watching a kid open up the package and see the surprise. So that's a big trend right now. But it is this great balance, Bill. I think it's tremendous that we've kind of stepped back, looked at it, and said, you know what? Kids need to play. We can't overthink this. And that's where the balance comes from.
Jamie Gallagher, CEO of Faber-Castell and Creativity for Kids at Cleveland in New York at the Big Toy Show. You know, it's interesting. Let me get your head here on that point, really. Generationally, demographically, millennials talked about a lot in marketing. Almost every company is trying to figure out how to reach the millennial. Yet what you're sharing with me is you're seeing things at the toy show where millennials want to just sit down, get away from the tech if they have kids, and just play with them, right?
Absolutely. And they need a little bit of help of doing that, because in some ways millennials weren't really all that creative themselves in a traditional sense. So I think the key that some of the companies here are finding is use the digital to reach the consumer. But once we do, let's make sure that we're balanced with traditional creative play like we are at Creativity for Kids. And, of course, there's always room for new and tech and innovative products.
You showing some new stuff, too, while you're there?
Absolutely. We've got a handful of new products for the holiday season. A lot of that, as I had mentioned before, is really the more traditional tactile play. Our focus is really now to build the creative confidence of kids at an early age so that they continue to be creative all throughout their lifetime, because we're seeing more and more how important creativity is to development and their thinking and their capability. And it just makes for a better life when you're creative.
Jamie Gallagher, the CEO at Faber-Castell and the Creativity for Kids here in Cleveland, based here. You see that line if you are shopping for your kids out and about, and based here in Cleveland, of course, the Toy Fair happening in New York. Jamie, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. Safe travels back, okay?
Thank you, Bill. Take care, guys.
Bill Wills, Mark Munch Bishop, alongside in for Mike Snyder. John Michael joins us on News Radio WTAM 1100. Morning, John.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hey, let's go
back
first to Saturday night. And I tell you what, Twitter, as they say, was even talking about this. Larry Nance Jr., we've got it posted at willsinsider.com with the dunk contest honoring his father. And really the one where the ball went up on the bank board twice. That was an amazing thing for Nance Jr., you know, John?
It really was. I like the throwback Phoenix Suns uniform that he had on. And I don't know if you guys have seen it on Twitter, the side-by-side dunk that he did that his father performed decades ago. That was pretty special. So I thought the whole weekend was great. I thought Larry certainly represented the Cavs. I liked seeing seniors sitting there courtside as well. And then, of course, what LeBron did last night was pretty special. So all in all, those guys, of course, represented the Cavaliers well, and I thought it was a successful weekend.
John, it's great seeing a 25-year-old with legs and with hops, and we've got three of them now with the team.
Oh, man, you're not kidding, Munch. And what a transformation. And again, you know, you don't want to go too crazy about it early, right. A small sample size, but, geez, the early returns, I think, speak for themselves. I mean, it was an injection of not just youth, but athleticism, defense into this team, and man, what a way to head into the All-Star break with four consecutive wins for a team that had been sliding and that certainly needed something. They go out and make the bold stroke, the aggressive move, does the front office at that trade deadline. And like I said, again, you don't want to go too crazy too early, but early returns have been terrific and great to have that new foursome aboard.
You know, it's interesting, too, because like you mentioned, it has just been a small sample size, but, you know, he's gone, so I will say it, is that they seem to fit in better than Jay Crowder did for his entire tenure here, whether they're switching off on defense. I mean, George Hill has been masterful. When you have Coach Pop saying one of his all-time favorite players when it comes to IQ, it makes it special. These guys are trying in a hurry. And, John, you know what else I look at it? It's almost like a rescue animal taking these guys from teams. They will be the most loyal guys you've ever seen.
Well, one would hope, and I think that's part of the idea. I mean, you look at Clarkson and Nance, right now no playoff experience, but kids who are hungry and kids who, you know, LeBron said it too, they're not afraid of the bright lights. George Hill's been around the block, and I think that's what you need for an experienced point guard, or what you want to have out of your experienced point guard. I mean, he's been through the battles with both the Pacers and the Spurs, and then Rodney Hood got a little taste of it in the playoffs last season with Utah, but you're right, and again, these are kids who are not afraid. I think Hill has stepped in virtually seamlessly, and in terms of the fit, it is much, much better. And I think it took some moxie from both, you know, ownership and the front office to say we took what appeared to be the best deal on the table for Kyrie Irving, but it just didn't work. And frankly, we ran out of time. And that's, you know, that's, I think, more the exception than the norm. I mean, we see nowadays owners and GMs say, you know what, we were right about it. We're going to stick this out. We're going to try to hang on to it as long as we can. Give them credit. I mean, they said, hey, we stuck around as long as we could with this deal, and it didn't work. You know, Jay Crowder didn't fit. Isaiah Thomas, you know, and the way he's playing the game right now, it didn't fit. I mean, he just didn't appear to be healthy, and I think they deserve a lot of credit for going out and doing what they did and putting this team now in a position where it does look suddenly really dangerous as we head down the stretch and on into the postseason.
New look Cavaliers back here Thursday at the Q, 8 o'clock against Washington, then Memphis on Friday, going back-to-back. John Michael with your Morning Cavs update is LeBron with 29 points and hit that go-ahead layup with 34.5 seconds to play, winning his third All-Star game MVP. Hand-picking the team that wins 148-145. All right, John, thanks much, pal.
All right, have a good weekend.